make me die.
I won't drop you. Don't panic. It's just a short flight to my tower from here.
You have to put me back in the forest. My friend is down there.
So is my daughter. I am Asheron. Who are you?
The doctor. Pleased to meet you. Listen, the Zarvi are stampeding. If we don't rescue my friend...
I'm aware of that. I can snatch but one body from the ground at a time. I could, of course, drop you if you prefer.
I'm Sam Kelly, and I'm playing Asheron, who is a bumblebee-type insect who speaks.
There's not really a great deal of research you can do for a role like that, is there?
There isn't. You've got to do it all in the voice. You've got to imagine it. I've seen pictures from the 1960, whatever it was.
Three, four, something.
Yeah,
like that.
Episodes. And so I'm just going with that, really.
They didn't kind of like, post some DVDs?
They certainly didn't. That's a good point. They didn't do that at all. It's disgraceful.
You'll have words later, I
suppose. Yes.
Oh, Doctor! Doctor!
Asheron, good to see you in the air again.
All thanks to Herr Dyler's ministrations.
How's the hive?
Returning to the desolation.
Now, this isn't your first Doctor Who for Big Finish, is it?
No, I did The Holy Terror, which was a terrific episode by Rob Sherman. Very enjoyable to do with, that time, Colin Baker.
Indeed, yeah, that was an
interesting... Who I went to college with, incidentally.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Any gossip?
No. We were too busy then. We were too excited about trying to be actors.
Do you both remember each other from those days?
Certainly we do, yes. He was, I think, a year below me. So he's about a year younger than I am.
Here we are, Doctor. Forgive the mess and the smell, actually. I don't get many visitors. I'll try to clear a space for you.
I thought you said you had some sort of library.
Well, it is some sort of library.
It's your bedroom. You keep these sacred texts in your bedroom?
No one in court's much of a reader, never have been. For generations, my ancestors have been writing these Bibles, then rewriting them from scratch when a god dies, and we have to find another. We try to record every last thing our Messiah says and does, and no one's ever been much interested, but we keep them close in case anyone ever asks to look.
As doorstops and to balance uneven tables.
Got to put the sum of all human knowledge to some use.
So how do you find the experience of recording here? Because a lot of actors who come in who've done audio work before comment on the little pods they shove you in.
It's entirely new to me. I've never done the booth acting before, where you actually don't look at the actors you're working with. It's all done by hearing them. I've done a circular cast, which where you all have your own microphone, but you're all in a big circle, so you can actually look over at the person you're speaking to. And when I started doing radio in the early 70s, it was mono, it wasn't stereo. So between you were face-to-face and you had a mono microphone and you could actually talk to each other and look at each other at the same time. It's never been better than that.
So you'd prefer to do that than I guess, kind of what you're doing today?
This is very good what we're doing today. As I say, it's new to me and it does work. But there's nothing quite like having eye contact with the person you're talking to.
One other thing that Sheridan Smith commented on, she does the audios with Paul McGann,
yes.
Was when she's done radio work before now, she would have to do the sound effects herself. She'd be there, and, you know, if she's doing a costume drama, she'd be in a big dress so you could hear the sound of the dress and do all the movements and everything. Whereas here, you don't, and you don't hear the effects. So how do you manage to react to something you've not actually heard?
Yeah, that's okay. Radios I've done before, there's always been somebody there, spot person, as they call them, to do the effects there and then. But even then, sometimes you don't hear everything. No, I'm fine with that. To imagine them, it's good. Yeah, it helps.
Don't pick up that one. Was holding up that table.
Sorry.
Now, Doctor Who is a bit of a cult TV series. Is it something you were familiar with before you came on board to do these?
Yes, I was. I remember it right back from the start, of course. I didn't sort of grow up with it. I'm earlier than that. I grew up with Journey into Space on the Home Service, which is still thrilling now. So I was never behind the sofa with Doctor Who, but I was always interested because I was an actor and I wanted to see what everybody was doing, you know.
And have you been watching it since it's come back on TV?
Yes, I've seen a few, both of Eccleston and Tennant. Very enjoyable, but I like the serial idea rather than a one-off story. And maybe the thought is now that people can't stick with a serial, but I would.
Well, I think there's series like 24 that are 24 episodes long, and
sure,
people stick with them.
Yeah, that's right. I think people would, but there is a fear, I think, that people won't.
Please, please, Doctor, sit down over here. Shift these old volumes, that's it, and read whatever takes your fancy. Oh, here, try this. This is the Bible of Pepin the Third.
Now, a lot of people associated with a cult series like Doctor Who, and indeed like Blake 7, things like that, the actors concerned always get associated with that role, as indeed, I suppose, you have for Allo Allo. I mean...
Well, yes. I left Allo Allo after the third series. So I only did 22 shows. In a way, I left partly because I didn't want that to happen to me. And I don't think it has happened. Anyway, I don't think it's happened to any of them now. It's a long time ago now. I mean, I left in 1987, which is 20 years ago. So I'm not really associated with that now. I actually get recognised more for Porridge in the street than I do for Allo Allo, although it does happen sometimes for Allo Allo still. But yes, the business has changed so much now that being associated with one programme doesn't really matter too much anymore.
Does it surprise you, though, when there are people who will remember you for a particular role and you can think, well, hang on, I was in things like Holding On, I was,
yes,
you know, I mean, that was such a brilliant role.
There are, it is very strange, it is very odd being remembered. And when somebody does say, I loved you in Holding On, or I enjoyed you in Mike Leigh's Grown Ups or something like that, you know, you think, oh, blimey, God, this person remembers these things, you know, which is fantastic. But I can't complain. Would I complain about Porridge and Allo Allo? Never.
Absolutely, it's great to have on your CV, isn't it?
Yes, certainly.
One thing, again, that other actors have commented on and they're quite surprised by is when fans come up to them and they will remember word for word your dialogue from a particular episode of a particular serial.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, I can watch certain things I've done and I have no recollection whatsoever of doing them at all. I don't remember them at all. Porridge is a bit different because that was such confined space in that prison. I do know. But Allo Allo, we did all those episodes. We were out filming in Norfolk. We were in the studio. We were all over the place. I don't remember it. It's new to me. Still makes me laugh for the first time.
And actually, speaking of laughter, it's one thing I've noticed whenever I come here for the Big Finish recordings is people just, they have a laugh between takes. It just seems to be quite a nice atmosphere.
It's a lovely atmosphere, actually, because some of the stories, Holy Terror and this one, they're quite serious. And it's quite nice to have a little break and a giggle and get to know these other actors that you're plunged in with for the first time, not having known any of them, for one day. You know.
And you get fed as well.
Get fed very nicely, thank you, yes, yes. And well-deserved, I have to say.
So would you come back to do any more?
Certainly I would, yes. I've always enjoyed doing radio. All my career I've enjoyed doing radio, and this is like that. And, yeah, love it, great.